Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, August the 7th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. Well, I'm going to start the show today by talking about what I have described as Obamagate on steroids. It is becoming increasingly clear now that the target of the probe spearheaded by the FBI but greenlighted by the Obama White House and abetted by the Justice Department and US intelligence agencies was Donald Trump, not the Trump campaign, not the Trump administration. Those were of interest only insofar as they were vehicles for Trump himself. Well, it's a fairly long piece, but very important and absolutely riveting. I strongly recommend that you make plans to listen to this. Then I'm going to talk about defunding the police. Americans don't realize that defunding the police is already happening on a massive scale. So just a few words on that. Then I'm going to talk about what forbearance is and how it's leading inexorably to chaos down the line. Most people have no idea what it's all about. So I think a little education is in order at this point. Then a few miscellaneous items, a few tidbits of commentary on nothing in particular that came up over the week. And then I shall talk about Dr. Simone Golds being terminated for her medical opinion, a short piece but rather shocking. And finally, I have a word or two about the economic pain that we're witnessing right now. The US GDP declined by 32.9% on an annualized basis last quarter. More than 100,000 businesses have permanently shut down. So, a few words about that. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. All you have to do is just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times we're living in. So, as I said, feel free, select any three shows from my Podbean archives, and if you don't have any preference, I do highly recommend the latest three shows because they contain, as they all do, items of general interest to the current ongoing situation, and those elements will be familiar to you and therefore will give you a greater freedom to decide whether my approach is worthy of your ongoing attention. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me finish by giving you my contact information, starting with my email address, which you will need if you want to order up the three free shows. It's also available on my Podbean page at the top in big letters, so if you do happen not to have a pencil or pen to write with, you will find it there. It is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Those are my initials, my name and the number one. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, as many of you will know, I have both a Facebook and a Twitter page. And so the Facebook page tends to deal with matters which aren't perhaps weighty enough to warrant inclusion in the show itself. But like the Twitter page, it is free, so please feel free to consult it anytime. The Twitter page just has a few of the one-liners that occur to me from time to time that I whip up for you into the Twitter page, so give that a glance as well. The Facebook page is at www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, no spaces, no punctuation, all lowercase. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And the Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. My initials are M and the number and the name Wake Up Call. All together, lowercase. No spaces, no punctuation. RM Wake Up Call. Well, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you all a wonderful weekend ahead. This is Richard Martin at the Wake Up Call, back with another synopsis on Monday. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.